Today's Amud is Beitza Chavav Amabez. We're holding on Chavav Amabez, the third line from the top, by the words Darish Rabba. So we're continuing the discussion of whether or not a mumcha is allowed to paskin on a bechor, whether or not the bechor has a mum on Yom Tov. We mentioned the sheet of Reb Shimon is that if an animal, if a bechor gets a mum on Yom Tov, so a mumcha is not allowed to paskin on it that it's a bal mum, because it's mechsi kemisakin, being that going into Yom Tov, the behema was becheskas iser to the kayin, it had kedushas bechor. So therefore, if the chacham, if the mumcha would paskin on the bechor that it's a bal mum now, and that's mutter to the kayin, so that has the appearance like he's being misakin, it looks like it's mechsi kemisakin, it was aser, now it's becoming mutter, so it's mechsi kemisakin. We mentioned that even Rav Shimon agrees that if a bechor is born on Yom Tov and it has a mum, so then it never had a cheskas iser, it was born together with its mum, and so then the chacham, the mumcha, would be able to paskin on it, and the kayin would be able to enjoy that bechor, that animal, for his sudas Yom Tov. So now the Gemara is going to continue and discuss the details of this heter and the general iser of a mumcha paskining on a bechor and Yom Tov. So says the Gemara, Darish Rabba by Rav Huna, Rabba, the son of Rav Huna darshind. We mentioned before the son of Rav Huna, so now we have his name. Rabba by Rav Huna darshind. Nailad hu umuma imai. And he spoke about this case where a bechor was born on Yom Tov and it was a bal mum at birth. It had a mum at birth. So mevakrin oisa b'yom tov v'chadchila. So he said that the mumcha is allowed to paskin on the bechor, like we had before. Added Rabba bar Rav Huna, he's able to paskin on it, even l'chadchila, it's mutter l'chadchila for a mumcha to come and paskin on it. And if it has a mum, if it has a mum kavua, it's going to be mutter for the kayin. Meaning it's not just that if he paskined on it, so then the kayin could eat it. He's even allowed l'chadchila go and paskin on such a bechor, there's no mechsi kemisakin. Amar le Rav Nachman. However, Rav Nachman said to Rabba bar Rav Huna, that why are you saying that? Abba tani im avar ubikroi mevukar. But your father taught that it's not mutter l'chadchila, it's only if the mumcha was ivor on what he wasn't supposed to do, and he was mevakarit, and he checked it, and he saw that it had a mum, so then mevukar, we say it's paskin, and it's considered a bal mum, and it's mutter to the kayin. V'ad amri mevakar naisa l'chadchila, and you're saying that you're allowed to be mevakarit, even l'chadchila, where are you getting that from? Your father said it's only mutter b'di'evet. So says the Gemara Amar Abaye, Kivasi de Rabba bar Rav Huna Mistabra. It's more logical to say like Rabba bar Rav Huna that it's mutter even l'chadchila. What's the raya? Midikatani tlasa bave. From the fact that in the Braisa that we mentioned on the previous Talmud, and we're going to mention it again now, it divides the cases into three separate cases. Meaning, number one, case number one, it says, Nailad by mum me erev Yom Tov. It says that if an animal got a mum already before Yom Tov, just the kohen never got a chance to bring it to the mumcha to paskin on it. So, eim mevakar naisa be Yom Tov v'chadchila. So l'chadchila, you're not allowed to give it to the mumcha on Yom Tov to check it. It's some element still of mechsi kemisake. So l'chadchila, it's hudulai, hadi'evet chapir dami. It's only l'chadchila that you can't bring it to the mumcha. But b'di'evet, if a mumcha gave a psak about it, and he said that takad has a mum kavua, so then it's going to be mutter to a kain, because this isn't such a mechsi kemisakin. Be'etzim, the kain knew already going into Yom Tov that this animal might be mutter to him, because he knew that it had a mum. He just needed the confirmation from the mumcha that it was a mum kavua. So it's not the most mechsi kemisakin. It's also l'chadchila to bring it to the mumcha, but if he paskin about it, so then it's going to be mutter. That was the first case of the Braisa, a case where it's mutter b'di'evet. Case number two is Nailad by Mum Biyamtiv. If the animal, if the Bukhar only developed the Mum on Yamtiv, so then Rab Shimon Aimer ain't Zeminamuchan. So then Rab Shimon said that this is Mamish Naminamuchan, meaning to say Da'afilu Di'evan Namilai. That it's Asr even B'di'evan. Even if the Mumcha would paskin about it, that it has a Mum, being that going into Yamtiv it was Becheskas Isr, there was nothing on it at all. So therefore it's a real Mechzi Kemesakin if the Mumcha gives a stamp of approval that it has a mum kavua, and therefore it's a real mechzikim esakin, and even b'di'evad it's going to be problematic. So case number one, b'di'evad it was fine. L'chadchila you can't bring it to the mumcha, but b'di'evad it's fine. Case number two, even b'di'evad it's problematic. And then case number three, v'hadar tani, then it says case number three, v'shavin shem nailad umumayimai shezem min amuchan. That even Rab Shimon is maida, that if a Bukhar is born on Yamtif, and it's born together with a mum, meaning it has a mum at birth, so then it's min amuchan. So then it's going to be mutter. And now the question is what did he mean? What did he mean when he said it's min amuchan, it's mutter? L'chayra, it has to be dafilu l'chadchila, because there's no other possibilities. It definitely doesn't mean that it's min amuchan and it's asr completely, like case number two, because it says it's min amuchan. It can't be that it's mutter only b'di'eved, because then why would we divide it as a separate case? It seems like there's something different about this case. Case number three has to be different than case number one. If the halacha in case number three was the same as in case number one, and it's mutter l'chadchila, only after the fact, if the mumcha checked it, so why does the braisa divide it up into separate cases? Teach it all together. It must be it's a different halacha. So what's the different halacha? The only option that's left by process of elimination is that it's mutter even l'chadchila. So that's the raya to Rabbi Bar Avuna. And in this case of nailad umuma imai, that it's mutter even l'chadchila, you could see that from the fact that the braisa divides these cases into three different categories of cases. Ask the Gemara that that's good according to the version of the Braisa that you have. But Vaha ki Asa Rav Ishaya, when Rav Ishaya came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, so Asa he came to Bavel, Va'aisi Masnisa Bide, and he had a Braisa in his hand, and it had a different version than what you just taught. And it said that Bein Shenoilad Bai Mum Me Erev Yamtif, U Bein Shenoilad Bai Mum Bi Yamtif. It said that both in cases number one and two, it says whether the mum came onto the animal before Yamtif, or whether the mum was developed on Yamtif, Chachamim Aimrim Ein Zeh Min Amuchan. According to the Chachamim, according to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, that's called, it's not Min Amuchan. Meaning, even B'di'eved, if the mum chapaskins about it, and it's a mum kavua, it's going to be problematic. So then when the Braisa then says, but Vishavin, even the Chachamim agree, even Rashbi agrees, that if it's Nailan Umuma Imai that it's Mutter, you have no more Raya anymore that means Mutter L'chadchila. Our only Raya that it was Mutter L'chadchila is because already in case number one it was Mutter B'di'evet. And if this was the same halacha, we would have taught it all together. But in Rav Ishaya's version of the Braisa, case number one wasn't Mutter L'chadchila. Wasn't Mutter B'di'evet, I mean. Case number one was Taka Aser B'di'evet. And he said it didn't matter if the mum came onto the animal before Yamtiv or on Yamtiv. In any case, it's going to be Aser, even B'di'evet. So then when we have the Shavin in the end of the Braisa, that the Chachamim, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, agrees that if it's Nailan Umuma Imai, it's Mina Muchan, it's Mutter, it could mean that that's just Mutter B'di'evet, so there's no Raya to Rabbi Bar Avuna. Well, says the Gemara, Velakasha Hach. Okay, there's no Raya to Rabbi Bar Avuna, but on Rav Ishaya's Braisa, we have a Kasha from the previous version of the Braisa. There it says that if it got a Mum before Yamtif, so then it's Mutter B'di'evet once the Mum Chapaskin about it, because it's not so much of a Mechzik Mesakin. Says the Gemara, no. Hahi Adabar Uchmehi. That Braisa, the first version of the Braisa that we brought, it was Adabar Uchmi that taught that Braisa. Adabar Uchmi was a big time Chacham, but he was very forgetful. The Mishtabish Vitani. And therefore, very often, he would mess up the Braisas when he taught them. And that Braisa as well, he taught it incorrectly. Really, Rav Ishaya's version is the correct version of the Braisa. And again, Memela, there's no Raya to Rabbi Bar Avuna. Says the Gemara now, Amrav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Masnisa Nami Deka. Not only is there no Raya to Rabba bar Ravuna, but our Mishnah is actually Mashma like Rav Yishaya. Our Mishnah is Mashma like Rav Yishaya, that in the case where the animal, where the Bechar gets a mum before Yomtif, even if it gets a mum before Yomtif, so it's not so much of a Mechzikim Misakin for the Mumcha to paskin on it on Yomtif, even still, according to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, it's aser even b'dieved. We don't say that since it's not such a mechzikim misakin, so it will be mutter b'dieved. We have a raya from our Mishnah, like Rav Yishaya, that in such a case, it's aser even b'dieved. What's the raya from our Mishnah? The Katani, because our Mishnah said, on Chavav Amid Aleph, the Mishnah said, that Rav Shimon Aimer kol she'ein mumay nikr me'erev yomtiv ein zeh min hamuchan. Rav Shimon argued on Rabbi Yehuda, and Rav Shimon said that any time the mum wasn't nikr before yomtiv, so it's not min hamuchan. So now ma'ein mumay nikr. What did he mean when he said if the mum wasn't nikr? Ilei ma she'ein mumay nikr klal. If he meant to say that you didn't even know about it, that it had a mum, so then pshita, tzricha lemeimar. So then why would Rav Shimon Bar Yochai talk about such a case? That's obvious in such a case that it's going to be aser. Meaning, Rav Shimon's coming to argue on Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda holds a muksa. So that's like that's not the greatest example to choose if you want to show not like Rabbi Yehuda, if you want to argue on Rabbi Yehuda. In that case, even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that that's problematic because it's muksa. If it didn't have any sort of mum going into Yom Tif, you didn't know about any sort of mum, so then even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that in such a case the animal is muksa, it's going to be aser no matter what on Yom Tif. So it can't be that that's what Rav Shimon Bar Yochai meant when he said that if the mum is not nikr, it's problematic. Ella delay schazi l'chacham. Rather it must be, not that you didn't know it had a mum, you knew it had a mum, just you didn't show it to the Rav. Me'erev Yom Tif. Imum kavua imum oiver, whether it's to ask the mumcha if it's a mum kavua or if it's a mum that's going to go away. And yet, what does Rashbi say in the Mishnah? That it's problematic. That's ein zeh min hamuchan. Ein zeh min hamuchan is aser even b'di'eved. So katani mihas, ein zeh min hamuchan, shma mina. And so you see that even in the case where the animal, you knew about it, that it had a mum going into Yom Tif, being that you didn't show it to the Rav yet, so it's going to be aser even b'di'eved. That's what you see. That's the raya from our Mishnah. That in this case, the animal has a mum going into Yom Tif that you never yet showed to a mumcha, so it's not such a mechzikim misakin, afal pikin, if a mumcha paskins on it on Yom Tif, even if the mumcha paskins on it on Yom Tif, that it's taka mum kavua, it's still gonna be aser, being that it wasn't checked, going into Yom Tif. New Gemara now, says the Gemara, by minei Rav Hillel the Bach Adzin, by minei Rav Hillel me Rava, here we're not discussing Hillel the Tano, like the Bar Plukta of Shammai, rather this is Hillel the Amira. So by minei Rav Hillel me Rava, Rav Hillel asked a Shaila from Rava, yesh muksa l'chatzi Shabbos, or ain muksa l'chatzi Shabbos. Is there such a concept of muksa l'chatzi Shabbos? Do we say that once something is muksa for part of Shabbos, so then it's muksa for the entirety of Shabbos? That would be the tzad of yesh muksa l'chatzi Shabbos. Yesh muksa means that once something is muksa for part of Shabbos, we say automatically it's aser now for the rest of Shabbos. Ayin muksa l'chatzi Shabbos. Or do we say no, that even if something was muksa for part of Shabbos, it doesn't mean necessarily that it's going to stay muksa the entirety of Shabbos? So says the Gemara first, just practically, hechi dami. What exactly do you mean? Id ichze bein hashmashos ichze. If it was fit to be used, meaning it wasn't muksa, it was fit to be used, bein hashmashos, so then it was fit. So then what's the issue? So then it was never even muksa for part of Shabbos. And if it wasn't fit to be used bein hashmashos, so then lo ichze. So then it's going to be aser the whole Shabbos. We already know that klal, that migu diskatzai lebein hashmashos iskatzai lekuli yoyimo. Once something is muksa by bein hashmashos, so then even if it becomes usable on Shabbos, automatically remains muksa for the entirety of Shabbos, once it was muksa going into Shabbos. So says the Gemara leitzricha, the case is like this. The ichzi, it was fit to be used bein hashmashos, v'hadar idchi, then it became not usable, v'hadar ichzi, and then it became usable again. So in such a case, do we say that the fact that it became unusable in the middle of Shabbos, we know if something became unusable by Bein HaShemashos, so automatically it's muktzeh all Shabbos. What about if something became unusable Shabbos morning for a couple hours? If it became unusable at a different point on Shabbos, so my, what's the halacha? Do we say it's automatically muktzeh for the rest of Shabbos? Or do we say that no, once it becomes usable, so now it's not muktzeh? So Amar Le, so that was the Shaila Rav Hillel asked Rava, and Amar Le, Rava responded that Yesh Muksa, then once it's Muksa for part of Shabbos, automatically it's Muksa for the rest of Shabbos. Eisvei asked the Gemara Kasha, how could you say? How could Rava say that once something is Muksa for part of Shabbos, automatically it's Muksa for the rest of Shabbos? We just had it. We had in the Braisa that Vishavin Shem Neilad Umuma Imai Shizem Ben Amuchan. Now Reb Shimon Bar Yochai agrees that if an animal, if a bechor was born on Yom Tov with a mum, so it's min amuchan, l'chadchila, b'diyeved. The point is that had to do with the halachis of whether or not it's mechzikim esakin, and whether or not it's mutter l'chadchila to show it to the chacham, only b'diyeved it's gonna be mutter. But definitely, you see, it's not muksa. That wasn't even part of the question. It's definitely not muksa. Now, va'amai, why isn't it a problem of muksa? Nemo, hai bechor meikah, why don't we say that this bechor, originally going into Yom Tov, it was fit to be eaten if you would have shechted the mother, it then would have had the status of a bent pakua, when it was inside the mother's stomach, if you would have shechted the mother, so you could eat the baby. It's yaledlei, once it's born, idchilei. So now it becomes muksa, because now it's a bechor, and until you show it to the mumcha, so it's aser. So it became muksa. And then, achsiei lechacham, ishtrelei. And then when you show it to the chacham, and he's matere, so now it's becoming roy again, so it's this case of ichsi, v'idchi, and you see that in such a case, we say, it's not muksa, that ain't muksa lechatzi Shabbos. So this is a kasha on Rava, who said Yesh Muksa L'chatzi Shabbos. So Amar Abaye, Abaye explains that this is not a case of Muksa L'chatzi Shabbos. He answers for Rava, Amar Abaye, V'tim Rav Safra, K'goin D'yasvi D'yanei Hasam. It never became Muksa. The case is that the animal, when it was in the mother's stomach, we know it was fit to be eaten, because you could have shechted the mother. It never had a point where it became Aser, because when it was born, it wasn't Aser. The Chacham, the Mumcha, was standing right there when it was born. So there was never a time that it was Aser. He saw right away that it had a Mum. So being that there was never a time that it became Muksa, so this isn't the case of Muksa L'chatzi Shabbos. It was just always Mutter, in terms of Hilchos Muksa, at least. And Ikadami, some have a different version of this above Shaklavataria, that Amar Le, that what Rava Paskin to Rav Hillel, was that in Muksa L'chatzi Shabbos. He said that there's no Muksa L'chatzi Shabbos, meaning even if something becomes Muksa for part of Shabbos, once it becomes usable again, so it's not Muksa, it's Mutter to use it on Shabbos. And on that, we said Lema Misayei Ale, that we have a Raya from our Braisa, because the Braisa says, V'shaven Shem Neilad Umuma Imay Shezem Min Amuchan, this case where the Bechor is born on Yom Tov with a Mum, so we say that it's not a problem of Muksa, it's a Shaila, it's even L'chatchila to show it to the Chacham or not, but it's definitely not a problem of Muksa. And now, V'ha Bechor Mei Kara V'chazi Agav Ime, Is Yaludai Idchilei, Echazi L'chacham Ishtirilei. Mamish, this setup, it was Mutter going into Shabbos, Agav the mother, it became Aser when it was born, you show it to the Chacham and now it becomes Mutter, so it's this case of Ichse v'idche v'ichse, and you see that it's Mutter, it's not Muksa. So this is a Raya to Rava's Psak that ain't Muksa L'chatzi Shabbos. And on that, Amar Abaye v'tem Rav Safra, then no, there's no Raya from the Braisa, because I could tell you that this is not a case of Muksa L'chatzi Shabbos. K'goin D'yasvi D'yani Hasam, the Chacham, the Mumcha, where they were standing right there as soon as the Bechor was born, and they saw right away that it had a Mum, so it never had a time that it was actually Aser to the Kain. So we still have no Raya now, we have two versions of Rava, what Rava Paskind, and we have no Raya about whether or not Yesh Muksa L'chatzi Shabbos or Ein Muksa L'chatzi Shabbos. So says the Gemara Tashema, we'll bring you a Raya. The Braisa says like this, so now we're talking, let's say on a Tuesday, on a Wednesday, before Shabbos, on an Erev Shabbos, we're holding now before Shabbos, a person was eating some grapes, and he had some leftover grapes, he didn't want them to go bad, so he brought them up to the roof to have them be, he wanted some dried grapes, he brought them to the roof to dry out, to make some raisins. Or, he was in the middle of eating some figs, and again, he had some extras, and he wanted to make some dried figs, so he brought them up to the roof. So the halacha is like this. On Shabbos, he's not allowed to eat these raisins or these dried figs unless he verbally designates them before Shabbos. He has to say, I'm planning on eating these on Shabbos. And you find the same thing about these other fruits. In any event, in any case where you bring them up to the roof to dry out, so if you want to eat them on Shabbos, you have to designate and you have to say that you're planning on eating them on Shabbos. That's the Braisa. So now says the Gemara Hechidami. What exactly is the case? Eat the chazi. So the metzias is that when the fruits dry out, so in the, there is some sort of stage while they're drying out that they become unedible. When they're in this like quasi state of dried and not dried, so they're not edible. And then once it gets fully dry, so then it becomes edible. So hey chidami, what's the case with these fruits? Eat the chazu, if they were already fit to be eaten, they were already fully dried going into Shabbos, so lamalei hazmana. So why does he have to designate them? You don't have to designate your food. Your food is just mutter. It's not muksa, it's food. And eat the loy chazu, and if they weren't edible going into Shabbos, so ki azman luhu mayhavi. So what does it help you if you're mazmin it that you're gonna use them? That's not good enough. Something which is so muksa that it's mamish, not edible, just designating and saying, oh, I want to use it on Shabbos, that's not enough. It's automatically muksa. He doesn't know if it's chazu or not, so therefore that's what the braisa means to say. So he has to be mazmin it, and then if he goes and he sees that they taka are edible, so then it'll be mutter for him to have them on Shabbos. But if he doesn't know, so that's what we mean when we say he has to be mazmin it. Well, that doesn't make sense either, because v'ha'amar Rav Kahana said that muksa shiyavish ve'ena bailim makirin bay mamish. This case, if you have muksa, something that you put out to dry, and the Bailam don't know whether or not it's edible yet, so it's mutter. It's mutter even without being masminit. If you go and you see that taka was edible, so then even without being masminit, it's mutter. So what's the case of the Braisa that it's tallui in whether or not you're masminit or not? So alalav, it must be this case of muksa l'chasi Shabbos. D'chazu, really, going into Shabbos, it was still, I guess, very not dry, and was still fit to be eaten as like a regular fruit. V'idchu, then it got to that stage on Shabbos where it became unedible. V'hadar ichsu, and then it became edible again on Shabbos. That's the case. And on that, the Braisa was saying that if you're mazmin it, so now there's no problem of muksa. Now, vi amrit ein muksa, lama luhu azmana. Now, if you say ein muksa l'chatzi Shabbos, it's just because something became muksa for part of Shabbos. We don't say automatically that now it's muksa for the rest of Shabbos. So why do you need hazmana over here? As soon as it becomes fit to be eaten again, so it's regular food. So you don't need hazmana. Well, says the Gemara, Elamai, yesh muksa. So what are you going to tell me? That there is muksa for chatzi Shabbos, and as soon as something becomes muksa for part of Shabbos, automatically it's muksa for the rest of Shabbos? Well, then you're also stuck. Ki azman luhu mayhavi. Then you're also stuck. How are you going to learn the braisa? The braisa is clear that if you're mazman it, it's mutter. And if you're telling me yesh muksa l'chatzi Shabbos, that once something is muksa for part of Shabbos, it's automatically muksa for the whole Shabbos, so then how does it help you to be mazman it? So stam, we're still stuck on how to explain the braisa. So says the Gemara, rather like Tzricha, that the braisa's case has nothing to do with muksa l'chatzi Shabbos. So we're going to be left now still again without any proof, but just what's the pshan in the braisa? Nothing to do with muksa l'chatzi Shabbos, rather de'ichzu v'loy ichzu. The fruit were in a quasi state going into Shabbos. It was a quasi state of fit and not fit. Some people would eat it, some people wouldn't eat it. It was a little bit dried out. It was a gray area. Some people eat it, some people don't. De'ika inchi da'achli v'ika inchi de'layachli. There are some people in this state where it's like somewhat edible. Some people would eat it, some people wouldn't eat it. Therefore, it's telling whether or not you're mazmanet. Is min gali daite? If you're mazmanet and then you are megali your das, then you are the type of person who eats it, and then it's not muksa. Loi is min loi gali daite. But if you're not mazmanet, then we say you weren't megali your das, and we assume that you're part of the camp of people who wouldn't eat it, and then mamela it's going to be a problem of muksa. But either way, the point is that this braisa now has nothing to do with muksa l'chatzi Shabbos. Mamela, we're still left without a raya. So it says the Gemara Amr Abzeira Tashema, raya about whether or not there's muksa l'chatzi Shabbos, mipailin v'adasha. We could bring a raya from anyone who cooks beans and lentils. Da pailin v'adashim meikara chazu l'chais. When it comes to cooking beans and lentils, at first, when they're raw, so you could eat beans and lentils raw. Shadinu bikadera itchuluhu. Yeah, when you put them into the kedera, so now this is obviously not going to be a case of Shabbos, but on Yom Tif, if you ever cook pailin or adashim on Yom Tif, if you cook beans or lentils, so as soon as you put them into the kedera and they get to this quasi state where they're not raw but they're not yet cooked, so itchuluhu, they're taka unedible. Gamar bishulayu, and then once they finish cooking, chazuluhu, then they become fit again. So this is mamish a case of ichzu, idchu, v'ichzu, that they're fit to be eaten when they're raw. You put them into the pot on Yom Tif, and they become unedible, and then it becomes edible again, and you eat the beans, you eat the lentils. So it must be that we paskin that ain't muksa l'chatzi Shabbos. We don't say that just because something became muksa for part of Shabbos, then now it's mutter for the remainder of Shabbos. However, Amar le Abaye said that no, you have no raya from there. Because ul tameich tikshi lach kederes dalma. According to your reasoning, so I could ask you about all kederes. Dahastam ked, meaning any time a person cooks. Dahastam ked, even on Shabbos, meaning when the person cooks going into Shabbos. Dahastam kederes dalma bein ashmashois rice chais hein. Typically, a person has food for his Friday night suda, he has a soup up, and it's, or food cooking, let's say, is chalent or something, I guess, at least in those days. The way you cooked it is that Friday night, bein hashmashos, it was boiling. The food was mamish boiling. And being that the food was boiling, you can't eat it. You can't eat it when it's so hot. So it wasn't right to be eaten, so it was muksa. Going into Shabbos, it's muksa. Uvo arta achlinan minayu. And yet, once we let it cool down a little bit, so then we eat it. We eat it for the Friday night suda. So everybody holds that once something is muksa bein hashmashos, it automatically becomes muksa for the whole Shabbos. So how do we eat our Friday night suda? That's a bayis taina to Reb Zeira. According to you, how do we eat our Friday night suda? Going into Shabbos bein hashmashos, it's muksa because the food is boiling hot. And then once it cools down a little bit, we eat it at night. But it's muksa, it was ready muksa bein hashmashos, so how are we allowed to eat it? Ella, what are you gonna have to say? That gamru bidei adam loy kami bayilan. That no, something which is in human control or something which is natural, so that's not called muksa. So when food is really hot, you take it off the fire, and it's just gonna cool down by itself, it's gamru bidei adam, so then we don't say that that's called muksa while it's boiling. And so too by the beans and the lentils, being that you could just put it into the pot, and you just keep it on to the, if you just keep it on the fire, it's gonna finish and become edible, so then even at the stage when it's not edible, that's not called muksa. So you can't bring a raya, that's not a case of muksa l'chatzi Shabbos, so you can't bring a raya from there. Ki kami bayilan gamru bidei shamayim. The cases that we want to know about when it comes to muksa l'chatzi Shabbos is cases where it's gamru bidei shamayim, like the fruit that you take on and you put onto the top of the roof. Because there, that's just telling on whether or not it's a sunny day. That's not something that's in your control or even something that's so natural. It depends if it's going to be a rainy day, if it's going to be a sunny day. That's the type of case that we want to know if something becomes muksa halfway or partway through Shabbos. So do we say that now it's muksa for the entirety of Shabbos because your das is huksa from it? Now you give up. Your mesiach das. You say, okay, fine. I guess maybe it's going to be gone. And that's our tzad to say that maybe once something is muksa in the middle of Shabbos, so now it's automatically muksa for the rest of Shabbos. But something that's in your control, you could just leave it on the fire, you could just take it off the fire, so then there's no shaila. Of course you're not mesiach das. You could just finish the cooking. You could just take it off the fire. Of course, just because it's muksa on a little bit on Shabbos, we're not going to say that now it's muksa for the whole Shabbos. That was never part of the shaila, and therefore says Abaye to Reb Zeira, you have no raya from the case of the beans and the lentils.